Labor MP Kieran McAnulty is having a crack at a record. This weekend he's going to be interviewed by a Greytown local attempting to break a couple of records and raise money for Rural Support Trust. So the records are the longest broadcast interview, which is 26 hours, 4 seconds, set by Tim Shadbolt back in 2012. Longest live radio interview of just under 25 hours and 30 minutes. Kieran McAnulty's with us. Morning.
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Did you get the idea over several drinks, or how did that evolve?
yes, actually, truth be told, but it wasn't my idea. It was a bloke by the name of Sam Ross at Estead, a bit of a wired up a local, and he came up to me and said, hey, I've got an idea for charity. I said, right, hey, what is it? He told me. I thought, yep, you're on. So, and here we are.
Was it that? Do you any regrets so far? I mean, you haven't done it, obviously, but any regrets leading in? Because 26 hours is a long time.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit nervous, to be honest. I mean, it's a big undertaking, and you only get 5 minutes break per hour, so that cuts out beers because, you know, you don't want to be wishing you could have a piddle and you've got to keep talking. That's hard going. So, you know, we're going to have to be disciplined about this.
Have you heard Tim Shadbolt's interview from 2012?
No, I haven't, but I do remember it back in the day. And, you know, he's a bit of a raconteur. I'm not really known to be as such. So I don't have the vast life experience like he does to draw on either. So, you know, we've split it into 26 categories to try and break it up to our slot.
I remember it gets ropey towards the end, and you'd need to watch yourself, wouldn't you? At hours 22, 23 and 24, you'd be potentially liable to say anything.
Yeah, I think hopefully they'll give me a bit of leeway. I suspect I'll get a bit tired and emotional towards the end of it. I might actually end up bearing my soul. I'm a pretty private guy, so that's what I'm worried about the most. But, you know, hey, look, at the end of the day, it's for a good cause. So you know, we're going to steer clear of politics so I don't get into trouble.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, at hour 23, what if you said Kiwi Build was a bust right from the word go and we knew it all along?
Well, you know, then I'd have more to talk about later, wouldn't I?
That is true. And if you break the record, what's the difference between the two records? I don't get it. 26 hour, 4 seconds, that's for a broadcast, but then the 25 and a half hours is the live. Was the original 26 not live?
Well, it's actually, one's a simulcast like a television and one's radio. So we've got the local access radio station broadcasting that. We've got Wairarapa TV doing the other one. So if we go past 24 and a half hours, we've got the first record. If we go past 26 hours, we've got the second record. So it'll be, if we get past that first one, I think that second stint will be pretty good because we'll be on a bit of a high. So, yeah, it'll be all right.
Fitness affected, do you think?
I think so. It's been a pretty busy week, so I will be buggered to begin with. But, you know, we're being strategic. We've chosen that day because the Black Caps are playing England overnight. So we've got 8 hours of test cricket there to keep us stimulated through the night. And I think that's quite cunning.
All right. Good on you. And go well, Kieran McAnulty, who's going for the big record this weekend.